Our scripture reading today is Numbers chapter 16, beginning at verse 25, continuing to the end of the chapter at verse 50. You'll find it on page 158 in your pew Bible. Now, this carries on the rebellion of Korah and Dathan because they wanted to be priests. Why can only Aaron and his descendants be priests? Who's to say that? And they brought their little censers and they stood before the temple to see if the Lord would accept them, and he would not. Because God ordains true religion. God ordains the means of religion. Aaron is a representative of Jesus Christ, and only Jesus may make the atoning sacrifice by virtue of his lone qualification that he is Son of God and he is without sin. Aaron represented him. And so God smote them, and they opened the earth, and they were destroyed. It's a picture of the final judgment. We're studying the final judgment in Revelation. And here we see what happens when you persist in rebellion against the Lord. The time comes when destruction falls. Fire goes forth. We'll read of fire in the book of Revelation. The earth consumes them. They go into Sheol for eternal punishment. In fact, their censers are hammered out and made, they're placed around the tabernacle as a warning of judgment for rebels against God's word. But this passage also shows of how valuable that one mediator, the one Messiah, is, because the people of Israel join in the rebellion. That's the way it works. The world likes worldly religion. The world likes self-righteousness. And they band against Moses and Aaron. And God appears. He actually tells Moses and Aaron, step aside, because I'm going to wipe them all out. And now we see how valuable that one mediator was, because Moses, a true prophet, directs Aaron, the true priest representing Jesus, to go make the atoning sacrifice. And there's a great line here at the end that he stands between the living and the dead. So the Lord Jesus stands between the wrath of God and his people, that he would save them. And although many are consumed in the judgment by the mediations of Aaron, making an offering that symbolizes the atoning blood of Jesus, the nation is saved. We too are saved only through Jesus Christ. Well, with these things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 25. Then Moses rose and went to Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. And he spoke to the congregation, saying, depart, please, from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest you be swept away with all their sins. So they got away from the dwelling of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. And Dathan and Abiram came out and stood at the door of their tents, together with their wives, their sons, and their little ones. And Moses said, hereby you shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works, and that it has not been of my own accord. If these men die as all men die, or if they are visited by the fate of all mankind, then the Lord has not sent me. But if the Lord creates something new, and the ground opens its mouth and swallows them up with all that belongs to them, and they go down alive into Sheol, then you shall know that these men have despised the Lord. And as soon as he'd finished speaking all these words, the ground under them split apart, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up with their households and all the people who belonged to Korah and all their goods. So they and all that belonged to them went down alive into Sheol, and the earth closed over them, and they perished from the midst of the assembly. And all Israel who were around them fled at their cry, for they said, lest the earth swallow us up. And fire came out from the Lord and consumed the 250 men offering the incense. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, tell Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, to take up the censers out of the blaze, and then scatter the fire far and wide, for they have become holy. As for the censers of these men who have sinned at the cost of their lives, let them be made into hammered plates as a covering for the altar, for they offered them before the Lord, and they became holy. Thus they shall be a sign to the people of Israel. So Eleazar the priest took the bronze censers which those who were burnt had offered, and they were hammered out as a covering for the altar, to be a reminder to the people of Israel, so that no outsider who is not of the descendants of Aaron should draw near to burn incense before the Lord, lest he become like Korah and his company, as the Lord said to him through Moses. But on the next day, all the congregation of the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and against Aaron, saying, you have killed the people of the Lord. And when the congregation had assembled against Moses and against Aaron, they turned toward the tent of meeting. And behold, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared. And Moses and Aaron came to the front of the tent of meeting, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Get away from the midst of this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment." And they fell on their faces. And Moses said to Aaron, "Take your censer and put fire on it from off the altar, and lay incense on it, and carry it quickly to the congregation, and make atonement for them. For the wrath has gone out from the Lord, the plague has begun." So Aaron took it, as Moses said, and ran into the midst of the assembly. And behold, the plague had already begun among the people. And he put on the incense to make atonement for the people. And he stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stopped. Now those who died in the plague were 14,700, besides those who died in the affair of Korah. And Aaron returned to Moses at the entrance of the tent of meeting when the plague was stopped. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.